Hey everyone, welcome back to The Simple Creative. I'm your host, Oladimeji Ajegwile, and this is a podcast for those brave enough to start up something from nothing. My guest on this episode is Oluwa Toby Israel. He is a brand and identity designer with so much passion for learning and teaching others what he has learned and experienced over the years. We talk majorly about becoming a better version of yourself and how to leverage learning as a tool for success.
I started teaching people about designs. See, you can learn from other people's work, but take your time to actually learn
and develop
your own self. So whenever you are starting a project afresh, you know what to do.
Okay.
So you shouldn't rush by, getting stuff, other people's stuff, just use them and, produce your own results. So that's major challenges I had, when starting.
This podcast releases every Wednesday, and for you to stay in touch, visit dimeji.com/podcast and enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice to be here.
So can you just introduce yourself in few words? Well, in a detailed way still. So few words but detailed. Introduce yourself and what you do.
All right. My name is Israel Oluwa Toby Tomoloju. Yeah, I'm a visual creative and a brand identity designer. I do music. I love music. So I play bass guitar.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
So that's basically about me. Yeah.
I never knew that,
I play bass guitar.
All right. So, how did you start with, branding, right?
Yeah.
Cause I'm also into branding. So I think we will have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
But what's been your experience with branding so far?
Okay. Yeah. I majored in branding. Lately last year.
Okay.
Yeah. So I discovered, the major, when you talk about design, visual design, the very broad fit is branding.
Yeah.
That's where all other
everything comes together.
So after considering other aspects of design, UI, UX and the likes, I discovered, I need to actually go into branding because I have a lot to learn. So the experience has been, let me just round up everything. Now the experience has been awesome. Like I've had time to learn a lot, go into research and meet different clients.
Okay.
And yes, meet different clients, face different challenges that led to, research and solving problems. So, awesome.
So the journey has been good.
Yeah, been good and adventurous, kind of.
can you point some challenges that you faced, because I faced lots of challenges when I started, because of the idea that when you see it online and people talk about it, it seems very good, but then the moment you get into it, it seems like a totally different thing entirely. So what are some of the obstacles or issues you saw and challenges?
Basically from the client's aspect. Yes, clients, clients will come to you, I want to design a logo. But actually what they really want is they want branding. They want you to help them create assets.
Okay.
That's some client. They want, I want to design a logo. I have this so amount. This cannot solve your problem. You get, this is what we want. Okay. The briefing aspect. Oh yeah. Let's sit down. Let's talk about this. How we do it. Tell me what you want. I'll tell you the right thing to do. You get so understanding client. At first, when I started, it was difficult for me. One, I want to make sure I do what is right. You get, and at the same time, the client wants me to do what they want. So now
there's a conflict.
There's a conflict, and sometimes I'll finish some project and deliver. Clients will look like, this is not really what I want. Can you just go back today? So that was one issue that I actually had about branding. Then for my own, personally, when I started, it was like, I was just about designing logos. And when I design logo, it would be like, clients would be like, I don't like it. So I learned from other creatives, they are very good that, the best way to ever present all these things to clients and they will like it is through mockups and the presentation, what makes you sell your branding. And you actually need to go into research, go see what people have done, the way they present projects, the way we do research, the way they from one step to another. So you actually did to work on those things so that it will help you in your way of presenting them. So that has been one of the, some of the challenges I'll be having. Then the issue of pricing, branding takes time.
Yeah,
you actually need to invest your time in doing it. It takes weeks. It depends on projects and all that. So when I started, I was like, maybe just within this, and put my time to it, and I'll just deliver something. But later I discovered if you have to deliver the best job, you actually need to put in your time. So yeah. From there I learned that, see, it's a process. So you need to start from one stage to another. I need to carry your clients along with it. When I'm doing this, I carry the clients along so that you can create the best project. So that's me, some of the challenges, and it'll be fun.
You know, you actually hit almost all the points that I also experienced. You know, it was from clients to, you know, really breaking down the brief,
yeah,
then to presentation.
Yeah.
And I think you can't hide one from one.
Sure.
It's a process. Like, yeah. One leads to another.
Yeah.
So if your beginning process is not properly done, then the client will definitely not like what you're doing.
Sure.
Yeah. And then if you present a very good logo, but then no backup, like the mock-ups, very interesting presentations. It's just like the way, you know, this normal saying that seeing is believing.
Yeah.
You need to see more. Yeah. That'll make them believe that, okay, this thing can actually fly.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
So, to you, what's the most important part of, you know, the work you do? Like, from ground up, what's the most important part?
Yeah. The most important part. Okay. For me personally, it's, it's the creating aspect.
Okay.
Yes. The digitalizing aspect. Yes. Okay. Of course, I go into research after briefing. I go into research and, you know, make sure I get the right thing. Then putting them together is the most important aspect for me. So putting them together and having, okay, this is the rationale.
Okay.
Yeah, putting this. I enjoy that. And it's very important because I take time to
really structure it.
Yes.
Out.
Really, really structure so that from there I can convince the client or I can convince anybody that's bringing the project before
exactly.
me.
Like, so it won't be like you just developed this thing by magic.
Yeah.
Like, that's a process that went behind it.
Yes, yes.
And I think that's one part of actually carrying the client along.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really want us to deal too much on this brand new because we're here to talk about you.
All right.
Per se. So, what was your background like? What did you start with? Like, okay, let's start from school now. What did you study in school?
Okay, I studied mathematics in school.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, most of my friends were like, ah, guy, you did computer science. I said, no, I didn't. So I studied mathematics in school. I started designing in my third year in school.
Okay.
That was 2015.
All right.
So it was a friend that introduced me to CorelDRAW.
Awesome.
A friend introduced me to CorelDRAW. So it was a day to my birthday. So just show me how to do this. But actually, from my upbringing, I've loved art.
Okay.
So yes, so to just by is it passion? I don't know. I loved mathematics. That was why I just went into science.
Wow.
So
okay. Okay.
But art, I was still doing all this thing in my room in school and all that. I did a lot of art and all that.
So there are very few people I know that love mathematics. And no. It's quite interesting because why would someone love mathematics?
I love mathematics. My math teacher when I was in secondary school
okay.
made me love mathematics.
Wow.
So yeah.
Awesome.
That
you
was
know, you can imagine how much impact people can actually make on someone's life.
Yeah.
And this is one thing I've been learning since this podcast has started.
Yeah.
That you never can tell where your story gets to and inspire someone.
Of course.
You know, all these little things that we think we're doing, like branding and all these things, a client sees you somewhere and is thinking, this person got everything I'm trying to say in just a small design.
Yeah.
And that is much value for me.
Yeah, that's
so, like, that's where me I draw satisfaction from when I see that. A client doesn't say, yeah, even though there'll be revisions, but then the person still says, thank you. Like, they're not saying thank you because you did the job, but they're saying thank you because you communicated exactly what was in their mind.
That is it.
Into visual.
Mm-hmm.
That's like one of my best parts of design, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, when I see people's smiles, when I see their cheers, when they are happy that something really good happened. So,
yeah.
All right. So now, getting into your field right now, which is branding and identity, do you think there are, you know, mistakes you've made that you feel you could go back and change?
Okay.
Because when you first started, there are some things you noticed, and then now you have a totally different view of these things, I believe.
Yeah.
So are there things like that you feel you could have changed before you started?
Okay. I think there are some. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. One from, okay, when I started, I actually love, that's why I venture into, brand editing, the design. Okay. So I love creating logos, just doing different, icons and the like. So I go online, I copy works.
Okay.
Yeah, I copied works. And, you know, actually, there's this popular saying that we learn by copying.
Okay.
Yeah, great designers. I forgot the way to put it, give the design copy or good designer steals, okay, or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was how I started. So creating, I recreate what someone has done. Then from there, I present to people, this is what I did. They get, it's not mine, but I did it again. Okay. So I present, this is what I do. Okay. So later on, I discovered that, okay, people want to do stuffs. Then let me help you do it. I'll do with the help of some of the things I've seen.
Okay.
So I want to create something like that. Then we use it to solve their own problem. So what I'm trying to say in the nutshell is the fact that I do use some people's work.
Okay.
Copy then.
Okay. To,
yeah.
To bring yourself up.
Yeah. To bring myself up. And, but later on, when I got enough information to see, you can only use that to develop yourself. You get to a stage that, see,
it's no longer like that interesting or valuable.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it will be very, very, it will show that, okay, this is not you.
Yeah, this is not me.
It's just like you're trying to form someone you're not.
That's it.
Yeah.
So later on, when I started teaching people about designs, see, you can learn from other people's work, but take your time to actually learn
and develop.
Develop your own self. So whenever you are starting a project afresh, you know what to do.
Okay.
So you shouldn't rush by, getting stuff, other people's stuff, just use them and, produce your own results. So that's major challenges I had, when starting. So that's been, and I observe many designers these days are still having that. You know, just get templates online and, do stuff.
I've been meaning to talk about that for a while.
Yeah.
I think the last time we spoke here, when you came here,
okay, yeah,
we talked about the Fiverr guys, how they've destroyed the design community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you tell a client my job is maybe $150.
Yeah.
And then the person is like, it's too expensive. And then it goes to a Fiverr guy and does 5 logos.
Yeah. Imagine
$20. It breaks my heart, honestly. So that's 4 logo for $1. $4 for a logo. It doesn't speak right.
It doesn't.
In your own opinion, what do you think can be done to these things? Because I've been thinking of ways to, really get people to understand that it's not right, but then we can do something about it.
For me, I think we still need to we continue preaching it. Let me use that word.
Okay.
Preaching it to designers, upcoming designers particularly, because I believe many, so-called, or let me use better designers these days, they are aware of these things, you get.
Okay.
So we need to keep preaching it. We need to keep telling people that, see, we must not spoil this business for others.
Yeah.
So we must not spoil this business for others. Others are coming. People want to learn. Design is really, really major solution to a lot of problems. So we need to keep telling people that, see, if you have been doing it before, it's this time for you to change and do the right thing. So that's one thing I believe we can.
Because I've started to notice now that people that are fresh into design, because you know that Fiverr guys make a lot of money.
Yeah.
From stolen jobs or templates and all these things, they feel that is the best way.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's all in for the money now. So when I realize that, okay, I don't think my work is original enough.
Mm.
Now I want to branch out, but then it's almost too late because you've already been branded as, cheap.
Yeah.
And all those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was writing an article about the ripple effect of being a cheap designer.
Mm.
And as I was writing, the only thing that kept coming to my mind was, why would you want to put yourself in that position of, taking someone else's work?
Mm.
I don't know. It just seems somehow. Maybe some other time there'll be a way to still probably deal with these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, if there has been, a series of, experiences you've had with your current work now, and you feel you need to, share this knowledge with maybe upcoming designers.
Yeah.
Like, what would be your major advice?
Okay. Yes, everybody, we are, do I say, okay, how do I put it? Okay, my major advice for upcoming designers, from the lessons I've learned so far, is the hard work is necessary.
Okay.
Yeah. We can't trade it for something else. You get the hard work. We really need to put in the hard work. It is the hard work that will convince people that this is what you are capable of doing.
Okay.
You get it to be seen. So it doesn't matter where we are starting today. You get it doesn't matter where the designer, the core designer is starting today. You need to keep learning. You need to keep creating. You need to keep, you know, meeting other designers. You get to develop yourself and get better. Do you get? So my major challenge or my major advice, like I said, it's I've been this kind of person that, you know, always want to learn, always want to work, yeah, always like, want to put out the work out there. So that's the major thing. Always create. Yeah. So.
All right. So with your own creation process, can you describe your like process from maybe conceptualization to the finished product?
Okay.
What's the process like for you? Because okay. A lot of people have different processes.
But
for you, like, which one is best for you? Which one do you use the most?
Okay. Yeah. Mine is okay. From briefing to sitting down, research, on the research, we are going to brainstorming, getting ideas, you know, and sketching, still on that process, sketching, then after sketching and, create the mood board, you get,
okay.
Yeah, from there, I know the right color to use based on the psychology of, how the values, of the brand, the company. I have to study the company, do you get? Study the company, study the brand to the, in which I want to create identities for. So then from there, I'll know the right, you know, have adjective for that represent that brand. Yeah. Yeah. So from there, I'll know the right, typography. From there, I already set my stuff.
Like from those processes, you already know what is coming.
Yeah.
Next.
Typography and other things, the images and the like. So from there, start digitalizing, then do mine. With my other tools that I'll use, then from there, you know the right mockups to use and all of that. At the end, present.
are there places you usually get your resources from, like mockups, presentation moods, and like boards and all those things?
Okay,
because there are lots of them.
Yeah, there are lots.
Yeah, and there are some that are free, there are some that are paid.
Yeah,
like for you, which ones do you use the most that you feel you could recommend to people?
Of course, actually, I recommend the free one because not everybody have access to, you know, premium items. You guys, okay. So I use Graphic Burger.
Okay,
yeah, I use Graphic Burger. I use you know, Creative Market is actually premium.
Yeah.
So I do get some from Creative Market because major mockups that are not really common, you get from Creative Markets and all that. So images, you get use on Splash, Pixels and the like. So basically.
I think people just need to explore more because there is a lot.
Of course.
Like there is this Anthony Boyd.
Okay.
That I use sometimes, and it creates as in really good ones.
Yeah.
But then they're all free.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people like that actively support the design community, mm-hmm. even without expecting anything back.
Yeah.
So,
I would also add, you know, for to get inspiration and actually meet a lot of great designers, you go on Behance, go on Dribbble, you get so. That's where I actually get a lot of presentation ideas.
You know, I haven't really explored Dribbble.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know.
You see a lot of shots.
It feels too, I don't know. It feels too serious for me.
Seriously.
Honestly. Okay. But maybe that's because I haven't really, gone deep into it.
Yeah, you need to.
I think I'll probably try that.
Yeah.
Probably try that. So now let's go to some, very, interesting questions, to be honest.
Okay.
Now, I believe you're a man of faith, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And where do you draw your major, what really drives you to do the things you do? Not just work now, but with your life and everything that is associated to that. What drives you to keep doing you?
Oh, awesome. That's a great question. Right from my childhood, I believe I have potentials.
Okay.
Yeah, potential to actually, you know, develop. And when developed, I need to deploy them.
Okay.
So, I've attended several seminars, churches, and all that. So from there, I learned that you need to have a lot of grace deposit in you. You know, from learning from church. So, briefly, let me just go straight to the point. Yeah, my motivation has been, you know, making an impact, you know. Every day I wake up with burden to, you know, create, burden to solve problem, burden to bring out something new. Do you get? So from there, okay, I need to go into research, study, then, or when I'm working, I like listening to music.
Okay. Yeah. Listen, we'll talk about music. We'll still talk about that.
All right. So I like listening to music. So from there, actually from scripture, there's one motivation that I've gotten from the scriptures, that whatever things is good, is pure, is right.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the way the Bible puts it, the right way.
It was so, a continuous thing,
yes,
like that.
Yes. You meditate on this thing, you do them.
Yeah.
So that has been my major motivation. Okay. That I know what I'm doing is a solution. So yeah. I need to get better at it and, you know, push things out to the world and let people see it. And from there, they can get better too. So that's been my.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So if you consider, you know, out of the many projects you've done today, which one has been your most successful? If you could probably go into detail a little bit. Okay, I didn't even ask, are you a freelancer or you work with an agency?
Yeah, I work with an agency.
Okay, yeah, what has been agency life?
Oh. It's been, actually, the reason why I have to still continue working with an agent for now, the plans change later.
Okay.
So it's the fact that the discipline life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a discipline life. You have someone you report to, you get, you have someone that at the end of the day, you discuss what you've done, you can go back to work on. It's time bound.
Yeah.
You get, this is the number of time we're going to use on this project. So there's this discipline life. Okay. Even your work, you know, as a freelancer, sometimes you, I don't feel like doing this though. Nobody will call me. You didn't get all that.
Sure, sure.
So it's been awesome because I've been able to discipline myself in many areas. You get, I've been able to discipline myself. So that's been the major thing.
Interesting life.
Yeah. The interesting life.
But if you recommend to anybody right now,
yeah,
that is about to start up with being a designer or a creative, which one would you recommend? You know, the freelance life or the agency life?
It depends on the interest, actually.
Okay.
But I would advise, if for a person starting, you can intern.
Okay.
Yes. That because one, you need to inculcate, for me, I would say that again, discipline in you.
Yeah.
To be a successful freelancer.
Because if you don't have this discipline, like there are some days that I wake up.
Okay.
Let's say 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And there's that drive is not just there to work.
Of course.
But then I still find like everything in me to just get up and just find myself sitting down in front of that desk. Even if I'm doing anything, I just need to be there.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, I'm telling you, 3-4 days will go by and you just be laying in bed doing nothing.
That's it.
You understand? And you know that you have work to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I think the discipline is quite important. It's very, 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 much very important. All right. So now these are some interesting questions, random questions. You can decide to answer immediately or take a pause before you answer. There's no rush.
All right.
All right. So if you consider a different profession from mathematics and being a designer, what would you have gone for?
Oh. That's great. Being a designer. Yes. Being a designer. When I say being a designer, if not graphic design, there are other design careers. So if not design, if not mathematics, then it's music.
Music. Awesome. All right.
And I'm still going to that. I'm still going to explore that some more.
Oh, you explore music. Well, okay. Well, let me give you, let's say, a hint or something. I'm sure you probably have this idea before, but you should probably look for a way to bring design into music, such that people would know that this is not just ordinary music.
Oh.
You know, okay, so I tried to study sound engineering and sound design.
Okay.
And I realized that every single thing that is on earth is made of design.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at this orchestra and all these things,
mm-hmm.
everything is
it's designed
tailored. The design is so tailored, and that's why I listen to Hillsong a lot, because I understand that they work with light, design, sound, every single thing. Like the moment the instruments are playing, that's when you start seeing the lights follow.
Of course,
and it interests me a lot, even though I don't know how to sing.
Yeah,
but then I just watch these things to just get inspired.
Yeah.
So I'm just, there are ways you could just do that. So
yeah,
we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, I love
right
that.
Now, with the creative career,
okay,
and the creative industry, I'm very sure you've noticed some very annoying things that designers do or creatives do. So is there anyone you feel you need to correct immediately you see it happen?
Okay.
Like for me now, I've seen people take someone else's work without attribution or, you know, referral or like acknowledging that this is from this person.
Okay.
And I see that a lot. And as much as possible, I always try to correct that immediately I see it. Like, look, even though you got the idea from this person, still put it there.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sourced from
so
place.
Yeah.
So like, is there any like that you've seen that you feel you need to correct?
Okay. Yes, I've actually seen that and it's been very, very annoying. So another thing that I would say is many people take this careers cheap.
Okay.
Yes, they take it very cheap. It's not ordinary flyer. It's not ordinary logo. Do you know what it means? It's value. That's one thing I want to mention. This thing is, we are giving value. So it actually takes someone who understands what we're doing that will know, okay, it's exchange for value. I give value. You give me value. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So that's how best a designer can be happy doing any work. Seeing his work or his or our work outside and see, this is my work being used here. I'm happy because there was a value exchanged. So what I want to address is people out there that look, okay, this work you are doing, this, you can just do, you know, make it bigger, you know, make it pop, you know, this kind of language. So we need to actually, if you want to get the best out of a designer, you need to understand their work and know that it is value exchange. So
do you think there's a place where designers should actually educate people and clients on these things? Because if a client is very crude, they don't really understand all these things, they just want you to design flyer for them.
Okay.
I think there should still be a place where you advise them or educate them that it's not just flyer.
Yeah.
It goes beyond flyer. Okay, exactly what we do in, you know, client brief and breakdown.
Yeah.
You make them understand that, look, you say you want logo, but you don't want a logo.
Yeah.
This is what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, trying to find out, you know, exactly what these people need.
Yeah. Yeah.
And delivering that to them. So I see a lot of mistakes from designers not doing that correctly.
Mm-hmm. That's what
because,
I'm
yeah, with the value thing, someone says, do a business card for me. And you didn't ask the person, do you have a shop?
Mm-hmm.
No. Do you have an online store?
Mm-hmm.
No. Do you have an Instagram account? No. You're just starting the business and the first thing you need is business card.
No, it doesn't work.
Because on the business card, would you just be named?
That's it.
Yeah, so we need to
read. You have a logo. Yeah.
So there should be questions that needs to be asked. All right. Yeah. So, is there anything particular about you that is true, but then people don't really believe it? Like, let's say for me now, people don't believe, like people generally say, I don't like talking.
Okay.
But I talk a lot. Like, when I sit down with someone, I can talk for like hours.
And that's the part of me, actually.
You understand? So like, is there anyone like that you've seen people like say about you that you feel you need to talk about?
Okay. Oh, how best do I say it? That's one major issue. The one you just mentioned.
Oh.
Yeah, it's one major issue.
Mucho. Awesome.
Yeah. So people actually look, I'm this kind of weird person, like, I don't really talk. Yes, that is that I frown my face and, but I get to, they get to know me when we get closer. When we get closer, or perhaps they see me with people that, you know, we converse very well. Then, this guy, so you are this, you know, this. So the other things that I can't really mention, but this is predominant one. So,
awesome. All right. So I like asking this question a lot. And for your designer, so I need to ask you this question.
All right.
So you have a room and there's a desk in your room and then you have a car. Which one you clean first? Your room, your desk, or your car?
Your room. My room, my decks, my car.
Yeah, which one you clean first?
My decks.
Why?
My decks. I need to create something on the decks.
So you get back from work after a long day and you're tired. Will you just gonna sit on your desk when your bed is untidy, like on laid and everything?
See, I must confess this. There are many times I get back from work, but even going to work, I won't lay my bed before going. When getting back, I get tired, so I just pack my desk, put these things, then lie down. It happens a lot of times.
And I think so, with Lagos life, that's a normal. All right, so we'll be running up shortly, and okay. There are some very important things we learn in life that shape the way we think and the way we see things. And, you know, when these things happen, they tend to really affect the deepest part of our career, not just personal life now. It goes deep into career. Like for me, there was a time I experienced a period of burnout and anxiety that I couldn't create. I was just like vegetable. And after a while, I started to realize that everything was tied to a period of self-doubt.
Okay.
And not believing in myself. So a lot of creatives experience this. And to you, like, have you experienced periods of doubt before, maybe self-doubt? Or, the basic question now is, how do you deal with doubt, whether in your career or personal life or in your faith, whatever?
Okay. Yeah, I've experienced this a lot of times, and, I'm still experiencing it sometimes. So what I do basically is, whenever I create something like this is beyond standard or below standard rather, I tend to ask from other designers, what do you think about this?
Okay.
What do you think about this? Is this cool? This is what I use. This is the rule behind this. This is the rationale.
Okay.
Okay. It's not cool enough. Then I do this way. And if I discover what you are telling me is not even in line with what I've done, so it's not this is what I mean. So the thing is, I need to actually understand what I'm doing, and if I've done it and it's not okay, I show it to other people, I get feedback, and then I work on the feedback. It's feedback that will make me even push. I have a lot of projects I've done, but I can't push them out because they are not okay to my own satisfaction.
You sort of don't feel proud of it.
I have a lot, I'm very serious, so I put them down, so I will still work on them later, then I will not push it out. But one thing is to actually be confident. Creative confidence comes when everything you've done or things you're doing, push it out, let others see it. You get feedback. From there, you get better. You'll be able to talk that, okay, you've gotten a feedback. That's for me. That's how it worked for me.
Yeah.
I'm approaching you because I came to meet you because I know you are doing something that I'm doing, that we are doing something similar. Do you get? So from there, I know that I can learn from you. You can learn from me. I was, Dimitri did this thing. I love it. Let me do something similar. You get, from there, I get challenged. So whenever I see something that's, it's actually beyond the level I am, I want to go and do it. Do you get? Okay. So whenever I do something that it's not actually, I'm not buoyant about, so I will drop them, then still work on it again before pushing out. I don't know if I've asked the question.
Because I think a lot of people just look at other people's works with the mind of comparing. And the comparison is where most of these issues come from.
That's
when you've done a very beautiful design and then you saw someone else who has been in this field for 7 years. And then you're comparing yourself. Usually you're just 2 years in.
It doesn't work that way.
And you're hurting yourself in the process.
That's it.
So instead, use them as, not as a yardstick, but as an inspiration to get
that's
better.
Because
that was what I did. Like, I remember there was a time when I started designing flyers and all these things. Then any flyer I see, I pick it, keep it in my notepad. When I get back home, I redesign that particular flyer like 4 or 5 times until I know that I can do this thing in my sleep. It's not like I now go around and I say, this thing is final. I can't even create something like this.
Challenge yourself. And if you don't know how to do it, I mean, if you try to look for ways, ask the person that did it.
Yeah.
I believe every designer, that's one thing I so unique about design, unless people that are not mature want to give. They would want to give.
They always want to learn.
Like,
I think that's what is really helping the design community on Instagram today, because everybody wants to just share what they know. And that way you're sharing your progress story, not the eventual result.
So that way
people grow with you. They know your process. They know how everything came about. And it will be very easy for you to connect on a very good level. So I think it's quite important. So, now, if, I'm trying to really phrase this properly because this will be the last thing we'll talk about now.
All right.
And for you, if you were to give an advice to your younger self,
okay,
getting into design, like fresh,
yeah,
what would that advice be? Now, with the mindset that you're giving the advice to your younger self and to others who are trying to come up, you know, to being a designer as well.
Okay.
What would be your final advice?
Yeah, my advice is, yes, everybody wants money, but don't look at the money when starting up.
Okay.
Yeah. Let just the money be at the side. Yes, I'll get money. That's the end result. But I need to create my own niche. Yeah, this is the niche I want to go into. Know what you want. Know what works for you to get. Then go after it. For me, I would be desperate about it. Like, really, really go after it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the right way.
Okay.
So go after it. Become the best there. Give out values. From there you can know, or from there you will know if actually you will get money for these things, or so know what you want. That's the best thing. So know what you want, then go after it, learn. Because one of my, like, the top from my values is continuous learning. So continue learning about it, continue giving out, you know, to people. You get, give out value, get values. So that's my own. Awesome. That's my advice. Awesome. Yes.
So thank you so much for doing this, man. Now, if people want to find you, what you do, your work, your life, everything about you, basically, where should they go to?
All right. Yes, my Instagram.
Okay.
Account, @tobilova_Israel.
Okay.
Yes, on my Instagram, Facebook, you can find me, Israel Oluwatobi. Then I started putting out my work on Behance.
Okay.
Israel Oluwatobi on Behance. Then my username on Dribble, @tobilova. So that's right, me.
Don't worry. We'll make
then we can connect on LinkedIn too.
Yeah. So thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah. Lastly, I'm working on my personal brand.
Okay.
I will be launching it by next, like, 2020.
Awesome.
So my website will be ready. And that's that.
Awesome. So we'll keep up, and you guys will know how this goes. So thank you so much for doing this. It's been nice a wonderful time.
It's a pleasure.
All right. So we've come to the end of the podcast, and if this podcast has helped you in any way and you would want to support, kindly do so by subscribing or just giving an honest feedback about this particular podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on Wednesday.